Sully hitch-stepped to the hood of his car and stood on tiptoe, shading his eyes against the glare of sun on chrome and looking for the problem. He couldn't see it, of course. Bitches, barbecues, and bowling tournaments, he thought, and the thought came in Malenfant's squealing, drilling voice, that nightmare voice under the blue and out of the green. Come on, boys, who's got the douche? I'm down to 90 and a wake-up time short. Let's get this fucking show on the fucking road. He took a deep drag on the Winston, then coughed out stale, hot smoke. Black dots began a sudden dance in the afternoon brightness, and he looked down at the cigarette between his fingers with an expression of nearly comic horror. What was he doing, starting up with this shit again? Was he crazy? Well, yes, of course he was crazy. Anyone who saw dead old ladies sitting beside them in their cars had to be crazy, but that didn't mean he had to start up with this shit again. Cigarettes were Agent Orange that you paid for. Sully threw the Winston away. It felt like the right decision, but it didn't slow the accelerating beat of his heart or his sense, so well remembered from the patrols he'd been on, that the inside of his mouth was drying out and pulling together, puckering and crinkling like burned skin. Some people were afraid of crowds. Agoraphobia was called fear of the marketplace. But the only time Sully ever had that sense of too much and too many was at times like this. He was okay in elevators and crowded lobbies and intermission and on rush hour train platforms, but when traffic clogged to a stop all around him, he got dinky-dow. There was, after all, nowhere to run, baby. Nowhere to hide.
This ends Disc 18.